just getting ready to go to the airport, and a question from Radha Govinda Das in Moldova. He is writing that I'm writing an article meant for the devotee beginners about the meaning of initiation diksha. He says, I'd like to give some guidelines regarding how the five stages of diksha samskara described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur are applicable in our ISKCON today. This pancha diksha samskara, this is part of regular Vaishnava tradition, and although it's applied somewhat differently in different sampradayas, the basic essential principles are the same. Tapa, Urdhva Pundra, Nam, Mantra, Yogya. In ISKCON, we also have these five, and they've been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Tapa means that when someone comes to Krishna consciousness, Vishaya Charya, one gives up Vishaya, one gives up sinful activity. Following the regulative principles, no illicit sex life, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. This is tapa. It's something that one may have a natural inclination for. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described like that. People in Kali Yuga have a natural inclination for meat eating, sex, intoxication, and so on. So to give up that which is the inclination of the senses and to restrain oneself, that's called tapa. That is our austerities. And who and when should permit a beginner to apply Urdhva Pundra Tilak, to anoint the body with Tilak? We don't have a ISKCON guideline. For instance, in Hungary, we're working on one, which will probably be something like that a devotee may, indeed they should, decorate their body with tilak when they're representing the Krishna consciousness movement. In other words, they are representative, that they are, they have accepted tapa, that they're under the guidance of mentors, of senior Vaishnavas, and they're being guided on the path of Krishna consciousness, then they should decorate the body, because that decorating of the body is not only making a statement towards Krishna, but particularly in our modern world, it makes a public statement. When you walk out on the street with tilak on, you're a Hare Krishna. And people accept only one thing from Hare Krishnas. They're not going to start thinking, non-devotees, here's a Kanishtha, here's a Madhyam, here's a Nutam. It doesn't matter if this one doesn't live up to that standard. They are going to expect the same thing. So there has to be some kind of common standard. That's tapa. That's tilak, Urdhva Pundra tilak. And when is someone eligible for nam? He says should be the internal qualification. Internal qualification means shraddha. When someone has faith in Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that the holy name and chanting the holy name is the means for understanding him, that shastra or scripture is perfect, and the voice of the Supreme Lord. So accepting those principles of Krishna consciousness and having that faith that if I simply chant Hare Krishna, all perfection will come, then one is eligible to accept nam and doing the tapa. Therefore we have that someone should follow the regulative principles at least for a minimum of 6 months or a year before they become initiated. And what qualifies a devotee to accept mantra? That these preliminary three are already there, and by hear mantra means Gayatri mantra, not Hare Krishna mantra. And by chanting Hare Krishna, that the heart has become pure. Pure to the extent that we should say that this person is actually coming to the mode of goodness. It would be ideal to say that someone should be in the mode of goodness, but at least that someone is cultivating the qualities of goodness and has that as his conscious aspiration in life. and is making some headway on that path, then he becomes qualified to receive diksha, initiation. And once someone actually receives Gayatri Mantra, then it's his obligation to perform yoga. Yoga means worship the deities. It's compulsory. One should worship the deity in the temple, offer obeisances. It doesn't require everyone dresses the deity, to cook for the deity, offer artik, clean the deity's paraphernalia, do some type of menial service, clean the temple room, basically so that one is able and willing to bow down and accept the fact that one is a menial servant in the presence of the Lord. And now that the Lord has come here in the form of his archivigraha, I recognize that, and I come and I render service to him. Why? Because I'm his eternal servant. So these are the Pancha Samskaras, and that Srila Prabhupada has given us in ISKCON. We take them very naturally, but they are the basic criteria or qualification that are there for all Vaishnavas. And the more seriously that devotees take them, then the more serious you could say that they are actually taking their initiation, that the initiation doesn't simply constitute the initiation ceremony, but the taking to heart of these samskars and the perfection of these samskars. This actually means that one is diksha, divyam gyanad yatod hariyat, kuryat pabasi samsaya, that one is actually freed from sinful activity by what? Mamekam sharanam braja. These constitute surrender to Krishna. And by surrender to Krishna, then one is actually identified as being a devotee. That is the qualification for devotion. And by that, one actually becomes then freed from the modes of material nature and becomes a servant of Krishna, not a servant of Maya. Hare Krishna, we're on our way.